This is Tri-States Public Radio News. It takes years for someone to become a U.S. citizen after moving here from another country. The red tape and paperwork can seem never-ending. So you can imagine the excitement for someone who finally achieves citizenship and gets to vote in a U.S. election for the first time. One such person is a Macomb resident. Tri-States Public Radio's Rich Egger followed along as she cast her ballot for the first time.
Julia Albarracin says she came to the U.S. in 1999 to attend graduate school at the University of Florida. She now teaches political science at Western Illinois University, and she was sworn in as an American citizen just a few months ago. Most early voting in McDonough County is done at the courthouse. We walk there from Julia's home, which is just a few blocks away from Macomb's Courthouse Square.
I'm ready for this. What do I need to bring?
Yourself.
Myself. No ID, nothing. That's sweet.
Are you nervous?
I am excited more than nervous. Maybe both. A little bit of both, yeah.
You grew up in La Plata, Argentina?
Yeah, I was born in La Plata, Argentina. I grew up part of the time there, more in a suburb, on the way to Buenos Aires. And then my dad, who was working in Buenos Aires most of his life, decided that we should move to Buenos Aires itself. So I was there growing up. It was a very different experience. In Argentina, voting is mandatory. It's not an option. And so people take it very seriously. And you have no choice. You have to vote. In theory, you could even go to prison if you don't vote. In reality, that never happens. But it's a very formal process. You have an ID where they stamp your passport. It's like a little passport, but it's a national ID. When you go to the polls, they stamp it to make sure that you have a proof that you voted. And I voted there all my life. I was pretty active in politics. I always loved politics. So I stayed in tune here in the U.S. too, and finally now I can vote.
How do you feel about that idea that voting is mandatory?
Well, I have mixed feelings about it. I think it makes sense for people to take it as an obligation, their sense of civic duty, and just do it.
Why did you decide to become an American citizen? Did you want to vote, or were there reasons beyond that?
I think if you're going to live in a different country, you might as well enjoy all the benefits and also the responsibilities that come with that. And I much rather be an active participant in this democracy other than just like live here and watch other people make decisions for me.
All right. We're at the courthouse now. We're outside the courthouse. The voting place, early voting place, is in the basement of the courthouse. And we are ready to enter.
Oh, yeah. No.
Hi.
Hello.
And they're really interrupting us.
You need to vote.
Last name?
It's A.L.
Julia gives some basic information to staff members who check their database to make sure she's registered. After that, Julia receives some final instructions.
Over on the machines.
Okay.
Up in the upper right-hand corner, little green light. Push the card clear until it clicks. Follow the prompts on screen. It's all touch. If you vote for somebody you don't want to, touch it again. It goes away. You can recast that vote on that ballot. Okay?
And do I get a printout of what I vote for?
No, the printout is our copy.
Oh, okay.
So if something were to happen to the electronics, that we will have something to count by hand.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
And with that, Julia walks over to one of the voting machines to begin exercising her right to vote as an American citizen. Once she's gone through the ballot and cast all her votes, the machine digests the information, and she's done.
You want this back?
Yes, please.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Julia is a member of the League of Women Voters and says the local candidates forum helped her learn more about those running for office. She says information on the web also made her a more informed voter. We walked out of the courthouse and toured Sullivan Taylor Coffee House on the southeast corner of the square.
So it's done?
It's done. I'm done. Yes, I should celebrate now. Let's get some coffee.
So what are your thoughts now that you've been through this once?
I think it's pretty easy. Everybody should do it. I don't think I would go all the way to making it mandatory in this country, But it's really appalling sometimes to see how many people waste this opportunity to have a say in government.
Voter turnout nationally for the 2014 midterm elections was just 36.4%, and it was just 41% for the 2010 midterms. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.